Guani qua, you log out it, national rit nach schreit lu, eigene gartachtut.
Kakakum kuni nechunilani, this is River Watch. I have the personnel from the National Weather Service the first 5 minutes, and then I'll have another department from here in Bethel later on. After the weather service report, we only have 5 minutes, so I'm gonna have John here. I also have Michael that has introduced himself, but being 5 minutes, I'm gonna let John go ahead and do the report on the river. John?
All right. Hi, Sam. There's a lot going on in the Kuskokwim over the last 24 hours since we sat here. We'll start all the way upriver. McGrath ice jam cleared yesterday and water levels dropped. Breakup is over in McGrath. So we probably will never see that ice down here, but for upriver communities, know that you have that ice coming downstream within the next week to 10 days. Aniak flood impacts have ceased, and based on downstream reports late last night, the ice jam at Birch Crossing is assumed to have broken up, because we've been seeing jam ice running past Upper Kalskag and Lower Kalskag just as of last night. That Lower Kalskag ice jam broke, and water levels dropped pretty quick after that. Bank-to-bank ice was passing Upper and Lower Kalskag late Monday night, pretty quickly. It was estimated about 8 to 10 miles an hour. And again, we're assuming that a lot of that ice is coming from Aniak ice jam. Aniak River flushed the ice that was at the mouth of it yesterday, early afternoon, and Aniak Slough is totally open. Let's see. This morning, we got a report about that the ice, another ice run was passing Kalskag at starting about 5 a.m. And was still running around 7 a.m. It was going a little bit slower, but it was still really dirty ice, chunky ice. And we're assuming that that is, again, lingering ice that's coming out of that ice jam that had been up around Birch Crossing. Last night, the Tulik Sack water levels rose really quickly, coming in backwater from running up from Kuskokwim River, so not out of the Tulik Sack River. But it stopped after about an hour. That was at about 5 p.m. And last we heard, the water levels there have remained steady. The water never rose over bank. And we're assuming, because of all the shifting that we were seeing of ice below Nelson Island, down around Tulik Sack, and then upstream from like Mechivik Slough, that ice was, something just jammed, temporarily in the main channel. It was fun to watch the main channel at Akiak flushing and ice big sheets running around that east end of Tony Hall's Bend, and it was carrying a lot of water, a lot of ice, and it was flushing out the new main channel. There's been a lot of thermal decay on that outer bend, and that thin ice that was downstream, that late ice to freeze, was breaking apart. Even though it looked really strong, it was breaking apart a lot. The bends just downstream from Akiak were still holding a little bit of ice, but I have a feeling that all of that's blown out. We did also get a report about 8 a.m. this morning from Moses up there that Akiak was running ice this morning again, and water levels were still well below the bank down where they launched their boats. So fantastic. That main channel had flushed, and so we think it's just going to keep carrying ice downstream. Kwithluk had some higher water levels over the last few days. Some of that was snowmelt from just warmer days and snow in the tundra and in the Kilbuck Mountains that was coming into Kwithluk River. But there was also the last original intact ice just below Cuitlic and upstream of the Y that was causing backwater into that west end of town in the low areas off the west end of the runway. That flushed yesterday afternoon or yesterday sometime. And so that's fantastic. Like that opens up that whole channel. We did start to see some of the ice that was at the top of the Kuskokwim Slough start breaking apart late yesterday afternoon. So they'll see that. There was a lot of movement just right up above Bethel, like right at the top of Church Slough. It had broken up just very locally right there before the Gweek River. At the bottom, downstream end of Schwalbe Island, it had broken up very locally just near Strait Slough, but Strait Slough was still holding ice. Old Airport Channel, it ran yesterday afternoon or moved yesterday afternoon. I won't say it ran. I should take that back. There was some movement at Oscarville as well, and reports of dark deteriorating ice down there. And then to cap it all off, the tripod fell this morning.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting there, so, Sam.
So about the 12th, whoever chose the day 12 got some money.
Did you win?
No, I never get into that stuff. I never win, so I gave up. Thank you, John, for that report.
You're welcome.
And I'm pretty sure that Napaskiak, Oscarville, seeing that their ice is moving too, should be happy.
Yeah.
That the ice is moving and we don't have that much backup water gushing down with the ice, so that hopefully we'll be on a clear.
Yeah. Bethel water levels are coming up just a little bit,
yeah.
But they're still below impact level, and we hope they stay there.
Yikidaki. That's our report from the National Weather Service with John and Michael. I didn't give you a chance to say anything. Mike, do you want to say something to our listeners?
Oh, no, it's just a pleasure being here, and I love flying over and seeing this. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Good morning.
We'll transition to another department here in about 5, maybe 2 minutes. Ikitake Koyana. We're back on air, and I have another department here from our police department. I have Rose and Jeff that are here at the station with us today. They're to do this week. I just found out it's our officers' week, so I'll have them introduce themselves, where they're from, and how long they have been with the department. I know that you have a lot of years behind your badge there. So, with that being said, I'll have you introduce yourself to our listeners out there, and then I'll move to Rose.
Good morning, Bethel. It's Jeff Kirkham, Chief of Police for Bethel Police Department. I've been in law enforcement for almost 40 years. And I'm just completing my first year in Bethel and going on to my second.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Rose?
Good morning, Sam. Koyana Mansluta. Sachungago, Fagnamingunga Togomani, Witamako, Bethel Police Department damage alia last year. So, 1 year ago,
wow, yeah, welcome to KYUK. I know that you have a lot to report from what I heard a little bit earlier. So I let you go right into the information that we need to let our listeners get informed with what's going to be happening in the near future. Jeff?
So I'm going to have Rose talk about the ATV ordinance and then the events going on this week for National Police Week, where we recognize the loss of life that law enforcement has faced over since basically the 1700s. So there's about 25,000 names on the National Memorial related to officers losing their lives in the line of duty. And so this week we'll be doing some events that Rose will be talking about. And on Saturday is the final event, which will be our Special Olympics Torch Run event, which will be at 10 a.m. at the fire department. And personnel will be assisting the Olympians all the way to the health center and then back to the fire department, where we'll have a barbecue cook-off for everybody.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Rose, Tachungaka.
This week, National Police Week, Wokyuhtun.
Yeah.
Tuesday, week, Kakatos, Unoku, ACME, Stulung Katakutukut, Mitarekturukiku, Ferekturuji, Pulisaput, invite our Maluji. Joshu. Dali mirit mi Swanson na mi chali stulung chiku kut chali ku fair luteng and unna konsu fire station nam kaya gine luteng kanga luteng akfak luteng chaluteng token ayag gine luteng ya public safe nam public health service sam post office sam chanan dal utchten kich luteng hamburger and hot dog at
Nakan
fire station
fire station so tonika koyok kaluting what time back kaluting unokomi
10 o'clock me ayakunik jikutol ganga kaluting akfakuluting dov health center ram
okay that's great akunatosa nasun ritak kaput hankuta makumiuni Akutuna, four wheelanic piduk, butta, ayagat, ayagasuk, sogatakuta, tamatum kjali, atu rakam nikonkuta, tamakutun, ayagatulini, tamana, pikho.
City Council lot, Kanrut Hogut Commission Nami. Irvis Klugu Ordnance Ak, I Bagni Jimmy Guyak Lugu Hulsanki Ilak Lugu Dogwam, Adan Rimbisha Ayokuchadun, Bugluku Jimmy Buganago Dogwam, Arul Lachi Akhtakata Ruden, Malikta Ruden Rilnurnik, Dom Dasu, Safety Gearank, Adun Rilkata Jali Helmet Danik, Arul Lachskatrin. Apje katrin driver's license ang khtutun ka registration form and insurance form an hutjali. Like nuna kochut tuna alulachtat isuk pilakait. Dorten biaucht katachtut. Dort nuna jor mkjali tailrit. Mam drilch muntkiskata. Jemich bhinnagu magu mingun ritlchat bitklugu ayuk liitjikkait. I bagnilu malik takutin rilngut pitsakaht fgnatin farhwilay tgu mayukngalutin lu.
Ako na kwa ni enforce sakalutin piku ng makutun farhwilatun all-terrain vehicle lagut makut ATVs and they're not actually made for road that tun atu akkan ritchak lutung takwam tamana bypass sakaluku atan rata pinga klina ka.
Yeah, takwamai agudun aka mani tamakujin tunin natuli usakaluku kanajak tulhoka. Because izuki butakata vinnam pran tamakun achtak tutwani hob tamana in forsakyat katatu kibutakafsi four wheeler on kalikak tumak lukupilagnahtuti driver's license najitot and you have to have a driver's license so when you're driving on the road, you have. When you're on the main highway, shoulderani bistiga duden, gangalritam amlhtut, damana inhkutaguk or state of Alaskam ordinance agani. Dagom. Jamkap.
No, akuna wai. Ni chikunil gaxtan khan apskubgo asigtuk kiwchiqqaatn nallunritnaagaataa apiutn akumaktagom khuipiunga laika say that I'm coming in from atmautlorumk dol snow machine at makutumyaqat huntai lo the only places that I'm going to cut will be that airport road from Tundarich, and then right here at the subdivision, subdivision nagan penun dot acmun. I'm cutting the road only twice. Would that consider as okay? Okay.
If you're cutting across the road just to get to where you're going on a snow machine, we're not going to consider that an enforceable offense.
Okay, so it's strictly on the Bethel roads and
yes,
highway.
Yes, correct.
Great. E roads tali asanik pikan kakut.
Dosu atanik gulhaniu as Bethel Police Department ak chimirishuk. Yuyagal Jalgizagal Ramun Agutlhokatol Litnau Hagluni Mai Trust Tailrit Nutarau Lutung Jalgizagarakau Lutung Yuyagabut Nasufknaku Lisauman Nertut.
Yeah, we have a minute left, so I'll have to cut you a little short, but I need to get back with you again and then go maybe sometime next week, even next week Tuesday, if you can. Closing remarks real quick from you and you.
Just want to have everybody to follow the rules of the road and be safe in Bethel, not only for yourselves but the other people that are in the community.
Rose?
Some quite like it. Kuyana Tugum for having us.
Yeah, Kuyana Kwata Ilit Kilpitika. This has been real good information for our listeners. Kuyana Kwata Knagni Chukunilgani, Unom Klu, Renekta Kakumna, Chakugum Kau, Auchugulukupin Rilkoch Nakhdukut, Birchi.
Birchi.